is evidence that we're running.
Hope you enjoy our pastor's message. I'm Brother Michael Williams. Thank you for listening. We pray you were enlightened spiritually by our radio broadcast. If you would like a copy of our service or support us by donation, write us at Bethany Ministry Center, P.O. Box 6764, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
KAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM. 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
To take a stand. Not no. Take a stand. Not knowing I'd lose my best friend.
Well, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise you the Lord and all of his hosts, and thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you again for tuning in to another session of Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints.
All God's children just
stand.
Yes, we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Once again, we thank and praise God for you, 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 and you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. And I can tell you that God is great. He's greatly to be praised. And we're just excited to be with you on this beautiful day that the Lord has made. I tell you what, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he has done, and my soul truly just says, Lord, I thank you. I praise you. I magnify you. And we cannot thank him enough. With all the horrific things that are happening around us day to day, certainly, brothers and sisters, we have to give God praise. We have to give him thanks. We have to give him adoration for all of the things that he has done. And I just can't thank him enough. I just I get excited. And sometimes tears come to my eyes when I think about the goodness of the Lord. And primarily the times that we're living in right now. We're living in tribulation times. When we look around and see all of the horrific things that are unfolding day by day, we've just got to come to that conclusion. And again, I want you guys to keep the people up in Boston, Massachusetts in prayer. Even though they caught the young man, some lives have been changed forever because of what has happened. And again, you know, it's easy to say, well, we pray for them. But you know what? What if it knocked right at your door? What would the intensity of your prayers be like then? And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to intensify those prayers even now, because people are preparing to bury loved ones. Some people have been disfigured. They've been maimed. It's altered their life forever, you know. And so that's the reason why we have to appreciate what God has done. We have to appreciate everything that he has always done for us. And when we learn to do that, then God will ultimately do what he can for us. But on that note, we just thank and praise God for you, 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 and you for tuning in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints with Bishop Townsend and Minister Mildred Townsend. We were expected to do something a little different today, but nevertheless, I just thank and praise God for being able to come to you. And under the sound of my voice, let us go before the throne of grace now. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, we praise you, and magnify you for all that you have done. Gracious Lord, we know that you have been our first, our last, and our everything. And Lord, your word tells us that if we were to take our yoke upon us, your yoke, and learn of you, for you are meek and lowly. Lord, we just want to thank you and praise you for everything that you've done. We just want to thank you and praise you for everything that you've done today. Lord, we just want to praise you and magnify you. We were designed to come on, as I said before, we were going to bring a pre-recorded message, but when I got ready to play it, it did not play. But nevertheless, we know God is able. We know God is able to do all things. So we thank God for you. We praise God for you. We magnify the name of Jesus for everything that he has done. So again, we praise God for you, and we know that God is able to do anything but fail. Again, Minister Mildred, I've already prayed. You can share a scripture with them, if you will, in the name of Jesus, because as I said before, brothers and sisters, it is time to pray. It is time to pray. It is certainly time to pray. Minister Mildred.
Man over there in the chapter 2.
Okay.
But there were false prophets. The first verse. But there were false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be spoken of. Amen. I read you 2 Peter, 2 chapter 1 and 2. Amen.
Well, praise God. Amen. As I said before, brothers and sisters, the times that we're living in are drawing to the closeness of the coming of the Lord, and we have to remember what our assignment is. Amen. Our assignment is to make sure that our names stay written in the Lamb's book of life. And that's what this whole walk about. This is what this whole thing about salvation is about. Amen. When Jesus Christ came, he bore our sins on the cross. He bore our sins that we might have a right to the tree of life. But it is contingent upon being obedient. The whole Bible, when you go to the whole Word of God, the whole Word of God is contingent upon our obedience. Obedience is the thing that pleases God. Now, either when we're obeying God, we're in good graces with him, and when we're disobeying God, we're out of good graces with him. I mean, Jesus even gave parables about certain servants. And you know, you got to really take this to heart. You really, these parables are not just entertainment scriptures that we read to make us feel good or just to, for the sake of getting up on a Sunday morning and to give a sermon. The Bible says that when he gave even certain men talents, and that when they did not take that one talent and use it properly, the Word of God says it was taken from him and given to somebody else. And I know people love to say, well, you know, once God gives you something, he don't take it back. But the truth of the matter is God expects us to utilize what he gave us to give him glory. And the Bible says that not only was it taken from him, he was cast into outer darkness where there was weeping and gnashing of teeth. Simply saying, brothers and sisters, that you know what? We can't play games when it comes to God. Amen. This is a serious matter. Amen. It is a very serious matter. It's not about religion. Amen. But it is about total submission and obedience to God. Yes, we are living in times where God's permissive will is happening. Yes, I can tell you this. God permitted that bomb to blow up in Boston, Massachusetts. He permitted the rape and robbery that's going on. That's not his perfect will. But because of man's disobedience will cause things to come upon our life. And so what we have to do is, what is the answer, Bishop Townsend? The answer is surrendering to God. Amen. Salvation is something that God wants us to do, to surrender to him. Minister Mildred, you got something to add with that?
Amen. And not only that, Bishop, we're living like in the beginning of tribulations. I know a lot of time all we hear is, you know, wanting more stuff and stuff and stuff. That's all you want to hear. And that's all what, you know, the people get up for. And this is what they get geared for. But the truth is, reading this word every day and reading the scriptures, it let us know that it's going to be some down times in this word. And it's going to be some time where we got to get closer to God, just like in the day of Noah. You know, he was telling the people that it was going to rain. It's going to rain. You know, but the people paid him no mind, you know. But, you know, it's the same thing today. God got mouthpieces out here, truly mouthpieces out here, telling the people, get ready, you know, get closer to the Lord. Amen. These things happening just like the other day in Texas, a plant blew up and so many people got killed. I mean, dozens and dozens of them got killed. You know, these things are happening. This is like we would be saying all the time, the beginning of sorrows. And we see this happening every day. I had a relative of mine, a cousin, that had a child over there in the Memphis, Tennessee area. shot his girlfriend 9 times, then turn around and put the gun on himself. You know,
my God.
Just things like that is happening. A year ago or so, one of my oldest son, a friend, her brother, shot his girlfriend up and then turned around and put the gun right in front of his mother and blew his brains out. So these are the things that we're seeing and hearing every day. And this just somebody we know. Think about all the rest of the people this is happening to and this knowing this. I'm telling you, people of God, it's time to get closer and closer to God. All this stuff ain't going to mean nothing after a while because it's going to all dissolve. It's going to all go away. But the word of God, he's telling us every day, the word is what's going to secure us. The word is what's going to set us free.
Amen. Amen. You know, the word of God says this: take no thought for what you're going to eat or drink or what you're going to wear. It has become the mainstream problem in today's society. You know what? And all this does is creates an air of competition. You know, and Christ never intended for that to be. Amen. He said that if God takes care of the sparrows,
yes,
don't you know he's going to take care of you? But because religion has implanted into the psyche and the mind frame that God wants us all to have the best, we're in a rat race,
yes, Lord,
to get what man has called the best. But can I tell you something? The Bible said, therefore, having food and raiment, let us be what?
Content.
Content. Amen. But now we're living in a society where, no, everybody is striving to get more. But now I'm kind of confused, and you got to help me in this. If the Lord is soon to come, well, what is the competition about then?
It shouldn't be
What
none.
Is the rat race about
shouldn't
then?
Shouldn't be none.
You know what it's about? It's about drawing people to the broad way.
Yes.
Jesus made it plain when he said that broad is the way that leads to destruction. And he said this: many people are going to follow in that broad
many
way.
Many people.
Many. So when you begin to hear the masses of everybody saying the same thing, something wrong.
Yes, Lord.
When you begin to hear the masses, even Jesus said, woe unto you when people speak all manner of good about you.
All right, Bishop.
Something is wrong.
Something is wrong.
When everybody patting you on the back about the good job you're doing, something is wrong.
Got to tell the truth.
Amen. As a matter of fact, Jesus, you know, people will suck up to you as long as they can get stuff out of you.
But
as a matter of fact, if you walk around here promoting miracles and this, that, and the other and telling people things that they want to know, I'll let you in on something else. Amen. Prophecy ain't for sinner people.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not for people living in sin.
Make it.
But yet, when the prophets come to town, amen, people that ain't living godly, make their way right there to the prophet. And you know what amazes me? They call them woman of God, man of God. And they done just got out the hotel with somebody. Done just got through doing something deceptive. Jesus said, they that do the will of my Father. Now, how in the world are you going to be a man of God and you're not living godly? How are you going to be a woman of God? You know why? Because it is all just a plot and a plan to deceive God's people. And that's why he said narrow yes. is the way that leads to eternal life. And he said there's going to be what?
Few that find it.
Jesus, why did you tell us there's going to be few that find it? Because we're living in a society now where people are being brainwashed on every level. They are up under the spell of hypnosis
yes.
on every level. Praise be to God. Amen. The television helps to hypnotize us.
Oh, yeah.
Media helps to hypnotize us. From some of the things that we've encountered, even when we were young children, we're still up under certain spells that need to be broken in our life. Some of us have, you know, let me tell you something. Some of us have been abused even in church. We've been a church where people abuse you and they put your foot on your neck. And then as your eyes begin to open and you begin to see this thing ain't about giving man praise, it's about giving God praise, you're going to get in trouble.
You bet. Hey.
No. You're going to get in trouble when you start to realize that, hey, you know what? This thing ain't about giving Bishop Townsend no praise. This thing is about giving God the praise.
Hallelujah.
But as long as Bishop Townsend can keep you under his spell, long as Bishop Townsend can make you be obedient to what he say, I can tell you something. I encountered just a couple of days ago. I encountered a circumstance where there was a church problem that happened. And one of the overseers of the church, an overseer of the church, came, presented the problem. And I said, it was a problem where you have to bring people before. It shouldn't even happen that way. But anyway, I asked the overseer, I said, well, sir, the Bible says that if you have an ought with any, that the Bible says first go to your brother in him alone. And then if he don't hear you. bring another witness with you. And then if they don't hear, the two witnesses do what? Take it before the church. When I told the overseer that, he said, I ain't got to do that.
My Lord.
I said, what? I don't have to do that. Brothers and sisters, we are living in critical times. When we get to the point where we feel that our ecclesiastical position has exempted us from the word of God, I hear a Jim Jones thing coming on. I hear a David Koresh thing coming on.
That's what it is.
And that's the reason why Peter said you got to save yourself from this untoward
generation. It is so. And Bishop, while you were saying that, it just let us know today, you know, if we don't go, it's go right back to this word. Bishop, anytime the God words say everything else going to pass away except his word, it's something, and then you want to go over the word of God? Something wrong somewhere.
I'm not telling. We're not telling you what we heard.
Oh, we saw it.
We're telling you what we know.
Yeah, but
praise be to God. You know, for some reason, I think that when people began to hear the word apostle, it denotes a type of ownership. When they hear this, it you know what? And we speak about Roman Catholicism, and we speak about the Pope wanting to be God on earth. But can I tell you what? That's the mind frame of some modern day apostles today. They want to be God on earth. They want to act like a bunch of, like they're the rooster in the chicken coop with the rest of the chickens. And that's not what God intended. As a matter of fact, Jesus said this. He said, he that would be chiefest among you,
let him be servant among them all.
Look, as a bishop, I've got to show more humility to the flock.
Yes, you must.
Not to rule them with an iron fist. The word of God says the Holy Ghost has given you the oversight.
He said don't let be lords over God's people either. You know, we can't do that.
Something is wrong. We're living in the last days. And what happens is when you begin to question leadership and you begin to question authority, especially those that are wrong, the first thing that they want to do is put a curse on you.
My God.
Touch not my anointed. When you defy God's word, you ain't anointed. When you go against the word of God, my brother, my sister, you are not anointed.
And more, you anointed. I don't want to be that kind of anointed because I want the anointing for the real anointed.
Well, no. Amen. When you blatantly declare that you don't have to go by what God's word says, then you're not anointed. Amen. As a matter of fact, you're not even appointed.
Amen.
We have a lot of self-appointed positions that people have gone crazy over today. And that's the reason why the word of God says, know them that labor among you. You've got to know the spirit of an individual. God never intended for nobody to be a lord over his people.
That's the word.
One thing I know Jesus did, he came to teach equality.
Yes, he did.
And I know that as a pastor, it's my job to teach people to do exactly what Jesus' word said. He said, in my name.
Yes, he did.
Shall they cast out devils. In my name. And he said, these signs will follow them that believe. He didn't say it was for the apostles. He didn't say it was for the bishops.
The believer.
He didn't say it was for the elders. He didn't say it was for the ministers.
Yes.
These signs shall follow them that believe. Bishop Townsend, how can you prove that? Well, think what happened when the first deacons came into play. Philip and Stephen. What were they doing? They just weren't going around collecting the money, making sure that the mortgage was paid on the church. They were out into the ecclesiastical vineyard, bringing people to salvation and doing the works of Jesus. Somehow we done got this thing off track, and we got to bring it back to the way that God wants it.
Amen.
Somehow we've set up a realm of supremacy.
Yes.
Amen, that makes us seem so supreme over everybody else. He that would be chiefest among you.
Let him be.
Must be willing to show more humility than everybody else.
Yes.
Must be willing to go the extra mile of the way. Because God expects us to lead by example. When we tell a person we ain't got to do what the word say, we done got right back to that foolish frame of mind that says, well, don't do as I do, do as I say. It don't work that way. And if you're following leadership like that, you're going to be lost.
Yes, you will be. Because that's a contradiction to the word of God. And we got to go right back to the book. That's all you're going to hear on Mama's Inspiration. It's the true word of God. We got to go by this word. If it's not in this word and we have made up our own set of rules, you're in this Jim Jones mentality. David Koresh mentality, and all these things that's going to, you know, just going to have you hell bound. We got to get back to the word. It's got to be the word. That's what all you're going to hear, the word.
Brothers Amen. And sisters, that's what it all boils down to.
Glory to God.
I'm a pastor, and I will tell people this from the truth of my heart. You will never make a God out of me. That same book that I read to you, I'm the first partaker. The Bible said the husbandman
must be
the first partaker of the fruit. Now, when I get to the point where I think that I can go beyond what the book says, then you know what? A Luciferian spirit has taken me over.
Oh, you better believe it.
A spirit of Lucifer has taken me over to where I think that I'm above God's word. That's what caused Lucifer to fall down.
Exactly.
Now, please keep in mind, you can still have your stuff, but you done fell down. You can still have all your churches, but you done fell down. Mm-hmm. You can still have all the people up under you, ask Jim Jones, but you fell down. And there were warning signs to let people know that Jim Jones had become a tyrant. He had become a dictator.
Well, some of them got out, bitch. You're right. Because some of them got out before they went so far. You know, to the point of moving over there in Ghana, Africa, and everything. And some of them had time to get out. But you know, when that mind is being brainwashed, I'm telling you, if you don't get in this word, I'm telling you, those spirits out there, and you talk about it all the time, Bishop, because I see it in the word of God where, you know, we have to go back to the scripture. And if it's not in that word like that, you will.
Simon the sorcerer set himself up as some great one.
Yes.
The key word is set himself up as some great one. And because we're living in a position, title-oriented society, everybody and their mama want a title.
Everybody.
But you know what?
Overnight.
I'm just like the rich young ruler that Jesus came to and said, you lack one thing.
Mm.
How many of the so-called preachers, how many of the so-called pastors, if God said right now, drop your title as apostle, drop your title as bishop, drop your title as overseer, and just let everybody call you brother. Now, how many of us could do that?
Oh, without a doubt, I could.
How many of us could drop the title and say, well, you know what?
Exactly.
Yes, we're just ministering over God's people, but I don't need the title. Because I'm just about at that conclusion now. Titles is keeping us divided just as much as denomination.
I know that's right.
Title is keeping us warmonging over God's people. We feel like we're the pimp. And excuse my French, that these are my hoes.
Jesus, help us, Lord.
Uh-huh. And so the thing about it is what they do is they tell you how good of a job you're doing. See, I watch the pimp operating, and what a pimp does, he tells the prostitute she's doing a good job so she can just keep on doing. But ain't it funny that up under the regime of that pimp, he comes out on top, but the prostitute, she don't end up with nothing.
Nothing.
That's what has happened in churches today.
Amen.
Getting churches and organizational structures up under you and where they benefit, but the poor people on the bottom are not prospering.
Just like it is in the ministries. All these big time ministries, they're telling the people to give in. They've been giving in. They've given it last. They give their little money on a monthly. Send it to these people. And they getting fatter, 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 buying jets, $40 million jets and $50 million jets. And, you know, and here you are, just can eat to your next check.
Let me share with you what spiritual, mental manipulation and psychological reversal does to people within the body of Christ that don't know no better. When you go to the book of Habakkuk, the second chapter, in order to fulfill the selfish desires of Bishop Townsend, I'll tell you, God gave me a vision.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me share something with you. An aspiration and a dream is totally different from the biblical connotation in which that God was conveying in the book of Habakkuk. That dream had nothing to do, or that vision had nothing to do with nobody's personal aspirations. It was a vision of rebuke and turmoil that God was going to send by the Chaldeans. But watch the psychological reversal of role to get you to do what I want to do. Write the vision. Make it plain.
Yeah, they want to make
that they that see it may run with it.
Mm-hmm.
And though it tarry, wait up. That ain't got nothing to do with prosperity.
It made.
That ain't got nothing to do with homes. That ain't got nothing to do with bigger churches. But now when Satan, the master crafter, master gets involved in it, and you know what? Many times it's because of our upbringing.
Yeah,
if you grow up in dysfunctional families, you say the same dysfunctional things that you were taught.
And never looked into it. Just say it.
But Jesus said when the Holy Spirit comes, he will lead you into all truth. And righteousness. No, the book of Habakkuk has nothing to do with right division and make it plain to get stuff. It's talking about judgment that God getting ready to send. And when people begin to let folk know that judgment is coming, that means you got to get your house in order.
Jesus.
Habakkuk said, how long will you show me this violence? Now, what does that sound like violence got to do with a house? What does violence got to do with you with getting a new car? Satan takes the scriptures and distorts them for his own selfish purpose. Why? Because he said, I will ascend my throne above the throne of God. When we get to the point where we alter the scriptures, even in the book of Revelation, when the angel came and brought John the revelation, he fell at his feet to worship him. And the word of God says that the angel said, see that you not do it.
My God, my God.
I think it would be more expedient to worship an angel than it would a man. But yet we're exhibiting the praises of men. He said, see that you not do it, for I am thou. Listen to what the angel said. I'm your fellow servant.
Yes, Lord.
Our apostles and bishops don't want to say that today.
No, they want to.
We don't want to say I'm your fellow servant. No, I'm above you.
I'm above you.
God forbid. That is not the will, way, and purpose.
No.
And the perfect will of God.
Humility.
We are to bring God's people up to equality.
Yes, Lord. Equal.
Jesus heard his disciples arguing among themselves. And he said to him, why are you arguing among yourselves? For they were arguing who would be the greatest among them.
Come on now. Make it plain.
Not being apostle ain't good enough for me. I got to put a chief in there.
Yeah, chief apostle.
That puts me a little edge above you, apostle. Because I got chief in front of my name.
Jesus.
Bishop. You're just a bishop. I'm going to put myself a little above you. I'm going to call myself Archbishop.
Okay.
Do you see what the enemy
is
doing to the body of Christ?
Yes, Lord.
But I've made a vow and I can't take it back, and I must tell the truth. Brothers and sisters, the body of Christ and a great portion of it is on its way to hell in a handbasket. Okay. We must repent of this madness, and we must do it now. For God is not pleased with it, and God is going to send judgment on Alexandria, Natchez, Mississippi. He's going to send judgment on Colfax. He's going to send judgment on Mamou, Manny. He's going to send it in Shreveport. He's going to send judgment to places where we are not speaking out against what the enemy has concocted.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
You see, when you sing it, I love the Lord, he heard my cry. He only hear our cry when we're sincere.
Yes, Lord.
It's time for us to bring it back to the truth. If Jesus is getting ready to come, well, why are we still having visions of building better places? If Jesus is soon to come, why are we still trying to get bigger homes and better houses? Because when you get ready to leave, if you're getting ready to get caught up with him, well, who are you going to leave it to?
My Lord Jesus.
I remember in the city of Chicago, a man miscalculated. We already know about it. People trying to tell folks when Jesus is going to come. And what you do is they take the scriptures and flip them around and brought it to the apostles' feet and laid it there. What I need to bring it to you for, apostle, you don't need it either.
You're going to be caught up too.
People of God, you better wake up and start reading your Bibles for yourself.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
If you don't wake up and read your Bibles for yourself, you're going to perish as fools.
Don't perish as fools. The word of God said it.
Jesus said, why callest thou me Lord, Lord, and don't do the things that I've commanded you to do? Paul said, follow me.
Yes, I follow Christ.
I don't care if it's Bishop Townsend. If I'm not following Christ, don't you follow me.
That's right.
If I'm not living the word that I'm telling you to live, don't you follow me, for I have become a reprobate.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
And we have many reprobates that are out there functioning. They're speaking the word, they're talking it, but they ain't living a nickel's worth of dog meat. And those that are not caught up in fornication and adultery, they're full of hatred, jealousy, and animosity.
Yes.
Still.
On the way to hell.
Still.
Repent.
With that in your heart, you ain't going nowhere.
Nowhere.
Either. Preacher, you ain't going nowhere with hatred in your heart.
Jealousy and all of
animosity in your heart. Competition in your heart. You ain't going nowhere. Ain't none of us preachers going nowhere.
Yes, Lord.
And one thing I can tell you, when you begin to tell the truth, people want to kill you. That's why Martin got killed, because he told the truth. That's why Malcolm X got killed, because he told the truth. Elijah Muhammad told him that fornication and adultery was wrong, but yet he himself had fathered children with a young girl. See, when you began to